Outside of the obvious choice, the Bills and Jets, I'll go Cincinnati and Cleveland. I think that's a big statement game for both teams headed into the season to get a quick win in the division against a decent team either way. So,
you're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
Welcome back to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. To all of our friends, family, and our foes, I'm Todd Fox, and I have Kellen, my oldest son, Garrett, my middle son, and our New England Patriots insider, Lance Garrison, as well, joining us for episode number 89 today. And what player do you think of that wore the jersey number 89?
Probably go Amari Cooper. Yeah. One of the few names I actually recognize.
Yeah.
I'll go with Mark Clayton. I know he said him a couple times ago, but for his time in Baltimore, he wore a number 89. Born in Oklahoma City, played at Oklahoma, and had a pretty successful career in the NFL. He had 260 receptions, 3,500 yards, only 14 touchdowns, but.
When I think of all those, I don't want to say superstar receivers that we've had, but he was kind of the beginning of the, because we used to run the ball back, you know, years ago, so we didn't ever have a, you know, incredible receiver. He was the first one, really, that put it on a map, put the receiving position in Oklahoma on the map, in my opinion.
I think I'd probably have to go with Doug Baldwin from the Legion of Boom days in Seattle.
He was good, man. I never got him on fantasy, but every week I played him, he killed me. Every time I played him, he killed me. So yeah, he was good. Russell Wilson loved throwing to him for sure. I will go with Billy Joe Dupree from the Cowboys in the 70s, early 80s. They just don't make him like that anymore, in my opinion, but they probably make him better, to be honest with you. But he was just back then, just this big dude that I remember watching on TV, and he could catch, he could run, he could block, he could do it all. And he was really good but again, that was through the eyes of a 9-10-year-old kid, and he played for my team. So I had stars in my eyes, but it was awesome. Billy Joe Dupree was my guy that I always liked to watch as a tight end back in the early, what is that? 70s, 80s, all that. So we've got NFL starting. Thursday night, we got the Chiefs and the Lions. Interesting game. Lions snuck up on a lot of people, I think, last year. Maybe not towards the end, but I think they did wind up sneaking up on a lot of teams. How would you like to be the Lions going into this game against the Chiefs at home? It's an Arrowhead. What are you thinking? What do you think of the outcome? What are you thinking is going to happen?
My money would be on Detroit.
Really?
I think they have they have so much talent. They're going to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. I've said this before. I think they have the best offensive line in the league. Kansas City only has Chris Jones. So, you know, unless they're blitzing all night, they're not going to get a ton of pressure on Goff. And then on the other side,
Chris Jones, he's still out.
True. I don't even know if he's playing.
Yeah, no,
so that's a good point.
I don't think he's playing. Yeah.
But on the other side, you have Aiden Hutchinson. They got another rookie this year, too, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember his name, but I think they're going to get pretty good pressure on him. And all you got to do is watch Kelce. I mean, it's obviously a lot easier said than done. But again, I think Detroit's coming into it with a good spot of everyone. Probably expect Kansas City to win. And I mean, they should, but Detroit's a team to watch, definitely.
I agree. I think they could blow them out of the water. It could be, I forget if it's 2017 or 2018, Kareem Hunt's first game, the Chiefs visit the Patriots, who are the defending Super Bowl champs at home, and end up blowing out the Patriots like 42-20, I think was the final score. I think it could be a very much one-sided affair in Detroit's favor. If it's not, I feel like as Detroit, though, you've got to be happy leaving with like a one-score game or less. I think you're happy with.
Sure. Isn't that the game, Garrett, where you had Kareem Hunt and you were seeing the play develop before, right over the middle, he tossed it and he ran that, I don't know, 40-yard touchdown pass, but he ran like 39 of the yards or something.
His first game of his career, just
he fumbled early. Remember that?
Yeah. Very first snap.
Yeah. I remember that now. He fumbled early.
I sent some preemptive text messages that ended up biting me in the butt, but yeah.
It's hilarious. Kellen, any thoughts on what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say, I mean, in theory, the Chiefs should win. I mean,
right.
Coming off a Super Bowl win and playing a team that's never been that good, but I feel like the fire that was lit in Detroit towards the end of the season, if they can carry that over and they just come out there and play harder, I think Detroit can win, especially if Chris Jones doesn't play. Like, I feel like Detroit is more well-rounded than on paper, at least, than Kansas City. But I've said that for years, that Kansas City isn't going to lose games, and they never do. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think Detroit is extremely physical. I really do. I think the Chiefs have a decent line. I don't think it's just terrible, but I think it's decent. But I do think Detroit's more physical, but I think the Lions snuck up on a lot of teams last year. I don't think they're going to be able to sneak up on them this year. I think if this game was played in Detroit, it'd be different. I think since it's at home for Kansas City, and like you said, I know stop Kelsey, but I think there's going to be some weapons that Mahomes is going to utilize this year that they're going to have their coming out party on Thursday, in my opinion. And then if you look at the coaching matchup, I love Dan Campbell. I love his passion. But I think he's not in the same, at the same level as Andy Reid. And you got Andy Reid and Mahomes. I'm going with those guys, and it's at home. I'm for Detroit. I hope Detroit wins. I love the Lions. They're just a fun team to watch, but I'm not sure. I just, that's my opinion. That's who I think is going to win that game. I don't think it's going to be real close. I really don't. I think it'll be over midway through the third quarter. Hope I'm wrong.
I mean, like Callan said, they had so much fire at the end of the year. They won 8 of their last 10 games. So yeah, if you just take that, easily one of the best teams in the NFL. And I think they only got better over the offseason. So, I mean, they're solid. They got a lot of talent. They have a lot of different things on defense you have to watch out for not having a ton of weapons on your defense being Kansas City. But
no, I agree 100%. I know NFL, it's 18 out of the last 20 years of team has finished went from worst to first. So out of these teams, here's the teams who finished in their division. Here's the teams who finished last place in their division last year. No particular order. I'm just going to read them. The Cardinals, Houston Texans, Washington Commanders, Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns, Atlanta Falcons, and the Jets. Of all those teams, which one do you think has the better shot of being that 19th team in 21 years to win their division going from worst to first?
You'd have to go the Jets, picking up Aaron Rodgers and one of the best defenses in the NFL. I know they have a tougher division and a hump to get over with Buffalo and Miami, but I think they're the team to beat in that division. I think they have the best quarterback in that division. They have an underrated head coach, especially again on the defensive side of the ball. And if you look at defense, I think they have the best defense as well. So it's all really just going to depend on the offensive line, because I know that's their biggest question mark headed into the year. But I mean, out of those, obviously, for me, I think it has to be the Jets.
Lance's frustration there.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it feels like it has to be the Jets, right? I mean, talent on the team wise, the only other team that feels talented enough to win a division might be the Browns, but they're in arguably the hardest division, and you just don't see them beating out the Bengals for the division. So I think it's got to be the Jets.
I think Jets is the easy choice, but if I had a pick, like a random one, I don't think it's going to happen, but the Bears, only because their division's not great. I honestly think Detroit should win the division this year, but like they got the Packers and Jordan Love. They've got Vikings, who I think are going to slowly get worse. And then I think Detroit should win the division, but the Bears, just because they're not in a great division, have the chance. But Jets are the obvious choice of who could. Sure. Also, maybe who else did you? I think Browns is one that I thought about too, like Lance said, but Denver, they're in a hard division.
Denver, Atlanta.
Denver could, but they're also like they're in.
Unless something happens to Mahomes or something, I agree with you. It's possible.
I think possible. They could finish number two, but it's going to be hard to finish number one.
Sure.
Another on Chicago's note, I think if Justin Fields has the year everyone expects him to have, they should win that division hands down. Like, for how much everyone thinks he's going to take a leap, they should easily win that division.
I don't know about hands down, because I still think Detroit's the better team, but they should definitely be second in the division if he has a good year.
Everyone's expecting him to do a replication of Jalen Hurts, which isn't going to happen, but that's what everyone thinks. And if he had Jalen Hurts on that team, I think they're the best team in that division.
You know, Cardinals aren't going to win. I don't care what happens. Cardinals aren't winning that division. I don't know.
They're going to be first pick of the draft.
Yes. The Texans, I mean, unless something goes seriously wrong in Jacksonville, because it's not a really great division. Tennessee's coming back down, although I think Tennessee will still be strong. I mean, they'll still be tough. They're a very physical team, just like their coach Vrabel.
I still think Texans will be worse than the division, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. No, I agree with you 100%. I think I think they've got some upside, and it all depends on how good C.J. Stroud does, which I'm not 100% sold on. We shall see. I like their coach. I think he'll be a good young coach. I just don't like that he's with the Texans. Washington, I don't think they have a shot. I think it's Philadelphia. Possibly it's going to be up between Dallas and New York after that. Most likely Dallas. Dallas is more talented than the Giants. Denver, again, you got Mahomes. You've got Kelsey. You got Andy Reid. I don't see that happening there. And even at that, I think Herbert is probably the second, and the Chargers are probably number two. So Denver's probably fighting with the Raiders for three, in my opinion, which we shall see how good Jimmy G does, but, you know, he always misses. But no, the Bears are really, really good, really good. Well, we'll see how that goes. I think they're going to be Minnesota or Detroit, possibly, could be the ones, the winners of that division. But if Jordan Love has a really good season, Green Bay, who knows? I don't know. That whole division's up in the air. And then Cleveland, I think Lance was just saying, I mean, you got Pittsburgh, you got Cincinnati, you got Baltimore, unless something goes significantly wrong, probably not, but they do have Deshaun Watson, but I think they're still a year away. If that, I think he's going to get a lot of rust. He's going to be trying to knock off at the beginning of the year. The Falcons, terrible division. I still think that's New Orleans's division to lose, but if something were to happen, unfortunately, to Derek Carr, who knows? I mean, this Ritter guy, I don't think he's going to be great at all. So I would have to say the Jets as well, unfortunately. I think the Buffalo is coming back down a little bit. I don't think they're going to be near as dominant as they have been in the last few years. And I honestly think Miami and New England, I mean, I think they're all and the Jets are all right there to for sure. I think Mac Jones has some good running game going with him. I think Bill O'Brien, the addition of him, significantly helps for sure. I really do think so, and I think that Belichick knows how to coach these kids and take your whatever you do best away. And were they 8-9 last year or 9-8? Do you remember?
We were 8-9.
Yeah, so 8-9 with that team. I mean, that's really, he did a good job. So I think they could win 10-11 games this year easily. Here's the thing, Matt. What's San Francisco's coach Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, and instead, Trey Lance was the guy who the management wanted. I'm losing my John Lynch wanted, and they talked. I guess they talked. Had to have talked him into it, which makes no sense. Shanahan's not dumb, and I still think Mac Jones has a good shot at being a solid NFL quarterback. I'm not going to say he's going to win Super Bowls or be a star or anything like that, but I think he's going to be a solid NFL quarterback for years to come, if you ask me. Anything else about that? No. What game, what matchup are you looking forward to the most this upcoming week? I know Dallas, as usual, goes to the Giants, which just bugs me to death. It seems like we're always opening up against the Giants, and I'm not a big fan of that. That's a big game. Obviously, the Chief game is opening up the season is pretty big. I know, like I said, the Dallas game, I believe it is in Dallas. I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Looking at it right now.
Yeah, look at it real quick because
MetLife Stadium.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's fantastic. We'll see. I'm anxious to watch that game for sure. What else are you looking at? What do you have in there?
I'd say my top two. I mean, being a Colts fan, I'm looking forward to Colts and Jacksonville. I don't think we win it, but I'm just excited to watch Anthony Richardson play his first real game. But also, Bills and Jets, I think, is the game of the – like, I think there's a reason it's going to be on Monday night. Like, that's going to be a good game.
True.
Patriots drew the short end of the stick. We get to play the Eagles week one, which is not going to be a fun matchup.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but
– where's that being played at? Philadelphia?
I believe it's in Philly, yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's what I figured.
Not going to be great, but then also, yeah, the Bills, Jets, get a chance to look at the division rivals. Monday night's going to be a fun.
Is there two Monday night games this year, or is it the next
one? Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. I know it's coming, which doesn't make any sense to me. I can't stay up late, watch that stuff anymore like I used to.
Outside of the obvious choice, the Bills and Jets, I'll go Cincinnati and Cleveland. I think that's a big statement game for both teams headed into the season to get a quick win in the division against a decent team either way. So that'll be a fun one, and I think Cincinnati should win it, but who knows.
I'm interested in seeing San Francisco at Pittsburgh, seeing it. I'm assuming Purdy starting. And you've got Pittsburgh, who still – they won 9 games last year. Tomlin's never finished below 500, which you can't do that anymore unless he ties, I guess, now. To see how – if Kenny Pickett continues to progress, I don't think Nick Bosa still he's not in camp, if I'm not mistaken. He's still not there. So without him, I don't know how – I mean, they're still good on defense, but he just adds a different element to that team.
And he's still not there, but from what I've heard, as long as he signs before 4 o'clock Saturday, he will be active on Sunday. So he's going to travel with the team in case the deal does get done.
And I don't see any reason why it won't get done. From what I'm hearing, it's just a matter of time whenever it gets completed. I don't understand.
What I was seeing is that they were looking at trading him.
I saw Shanahan. They asked him that question. He was like, no. No.
Well, I mean, they'll say that every time. Well, yeah, but
you're right. You're exactly
there was a guy. The main reason is there was a guy who reported that McCaffrey was going to San Francisco like a day or two before it actually even got announced. The really? Same guy said that they were looking at trade partners for Nick Bosa.
I wouldn't mind having him on the Cowboys, just being honest with you.
I don't know what you would give up for him. I don't know. I wouldn't bet money on that happening at all, but that's definitely an interesting hypothetical.
Anything's up in the air. Sure.
That defense would change in an instant to being probably not even top five. And they'd instantly, in my mind, be the, I think it puts the Rams as the favorite in that division.
You think so? What about Seattle?
It may be Seattle. I'd have to give them a couple of weeks just to make sure last year wasn't a fluke. But
yeah, that's true. Geno Smith, I don't blame you at all. Geno Smith at quarterback for sure. But yeah, looking through here, Rams and at Seattle, Miami at the Chargers. That's kind of an interesting game. The Raiders at Denver. Okay, here's a question I have for you. Here's my proposal for the NFL. Tell me if you agree, disagree. I would love to see every division. All right, there's four divisions, three teams that you play with. You would play every team in your division the first three games of the season and the last three games of the season. That's it. You play, and then everything else is in between, obviously. Starts out the season, there could be a team just, you know, starting out 2-1, 3-0. And then or an 0-3 team that starts, you know, building some momentum, winning some games in the middle of the season, come back at the end. I just would like to see it mean something to the very beginning, not that it doesn't, and it really means something at the end where you're always playing division rivals at the beginning, division rivals at the end. Any thoughts on that? They could figure it out.
I mean, they could, but I don't like it because then, I mean, you're playing the same team way too close. Like you're going to play one of those teams within 3 weeks of each other, which it happens now.
The with beginning and the teams. End.
Oh, I was thinking you were saying it. Never mind.
No.
Either way, I don't like it. Beginning
of the season, the very end of the season, and then you got all the games in between the however many 11 games after that in the middle.
I don't like it because I like it having them tossed in there in the middle because you'll see them either at their best or their worst or just in the middle. Like, you could have a very hot start and you go 3-0 and then whatever. And then at the end, you could be a team that's really hot at the end. But in the middle of the season, that's whenever I think it really comes down to matter. But yeah. I don't like that.
Kellen, Lance, either you guys have an opinion? Ran on my parade just like Garrett did?
I mean, I think you'd start seeing the players that usually get rest in week 18 are going to start getting in like week 14 or 13 because you can't rest them on those games for seeding more than likely. If you've got a good conference like the AFC East or AFC North, you probably can't rest them those last 3 weeks. You're going to have to start to rest them whenever you're playing like the Texans or someone out of your division. So I don't like it. I think it'd make playoff seeding super messy.
Interesting. I never thought of that. Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting. I'd have to see it actually like play out, but it could be something different. Your season could change in a flash at the very end if you don't play well those last 3 weeks, but
right.
It might be fun to see. You might see less players being rested week 17 and 18. Sometimes week 18, it's like there's really no good games because there's one or two maybe, but a lot of teams are locked in, so they just rest some of the big stars.
What about two bye weeks? And having one, you know, I don't around you know, starting in week 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then another one. For one, extends the season a little bit more fantasy going on. Of course, you're going to have to reshuffle some lineups a little bit more often. But I love it because there's a little bit more football. And then you can get some of these players, some of the rest that you're speaking of. I think it'd be fantastic if they had two different bye weeks sometime. They had that one time years ago. I couldn't remember what year it was, and I don't remember. I'd have to look it up as to why they stopped doing it, but it was fantastic, in my opinion.
I mean, I think it makes sense, especially I know it's only one extra week, but having an extra week of football already is like these guys are playing a lot.
Yeah.
just throw in. I think mostly just for player health, it makes sense. Like, I don't really care about watching it like an extra week. It's right. just an extra week, but player health, it might make sense.
And then you're looking at pushing the Super Bowl to the middle of February. Usually what already happens if I'm in the middle of February is President's Day. So you have the game the Sunday before President's Day, because the Monday after, a lot of places are closed down and people get to relax and watch the whole Super Bowl and not have to worry about getting up so early. I'm just thinking of the people is what I'm trying to do here.
Hey, we appreciate that.
You're welcome. Even though I'll still work, but hey, everybody else can have the day off. No thoughts?
I think it would definitely help, especially now with more international games. I know those trips are becoming monotonous, so it would definitely help in that aspect.
Sure.
I don't see any major up or downside to either or.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. What Callum said, player health's the biggest issue throughout the season. So tossing that in there would help. Or you just get rid of the Pro Bowl week, because that doesn't matter. I'd like to see a team turn around and play the Super Bowl in 1 week, personally.
I would love to have the game in the middle of February. That's just my thoughts. I think it'd be great.
What if they gave every team the same bye week? We just had a week off football smack in the middle.
No shot. No shot. Then everybody could go on vacation, or they could introduce themselves to people.
That's what I'm saying. I could say hello to Taylor on a Sunday.
Oh, that's not very nice. But anyway, no, I know what you're saying. Here's another thing. Thursday night games, okay. Why not give the teams the week before that are going to play on Thursday night off? That way they're not playing Sunday and then coming right back and playing Thursday. They got the entire week off. Then they come back, play Thursday. Then they don't play again until, you know, obviously the next Sunday. I hate the fact that these guys aren't getting enough rest. What are your thoughts?
I had thought about that, except that, like, then you get a bye week, but you just get a slightly extended week. Because I had thought about that as well, but instead of getting a full week, extra week off, you get like 4 days. But now if you added an extra bye week and that's when you threw it in, maybe it makes sense.
But then you're going to have people with bye weeks in week 17, and that makes no sense.
That's fair as well. Because there's Thursday night football in week 17.
Well, then close it down at some point.
And on Saturdays and stuff. Like,
yeah, I don't know if you might be able to figure out.
That's in the playoffs.
I would stop Thursday night football at that point. Then, like, I would have Thursday night. I would stop having Thursday night football by week like 16 or 17. Also, I wish we just didn't have Thursday night football in general.
I don't disagree with you at all on that. Here's another one. International. Lance brought it up a minute ago. What about having an international week where every single NFL team goes overseas to all these different stadiums that may not be the same, you know, same continent or whatever. They have all these different games. They have 16 different international games. They play, you have half of the teams play the first half of, like, they play, what is it, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You got games on a Monday night, a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They figure out a way to do this, and the teams on the front side have either bye or the backside have a bye week early. Teams that play early have the bye week at the end. So way you're always having football going on, and there's 1 week where there's NFL every single day of the week. Just think how much like Amazon would pay to have a game on a Tuesday night. It'd probably generate a lot of money. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think that's impossible, but cool idea. But
anything's cool, possible. There's
organize that and find a stadium. There's no way you're hoping something doesn't go wrong.
One, if you're gonna have to spread that out like crazy, or else you're not gonna sell out all of them. Two, like the scheduling wouldn't make any sense.
Why?
You're not gonna have teams that are gonna. I mean, you could do it by screwing teams over, but there's going to be teams who are going to be like, yeah, no, that's not right. Like, why do we have to play on a
Tuesday?
A Tuesday or whatever. I don't know. Not really, but No, there's going to be way too many teams that are way upset with either where they're playing at or what day they're playing.
I don't think
it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't like the day part for sure. The only thing that would be cool is it would take away like the teams that get one extra home game every year because of the new.
Exactly right. That's then you have 8-8 and everybody's going to the international. Yes, that's another point of that. That's true.
But I mean, on another end, I don't know if this is what Cal meant by day, but like for us to be able to watch it, they're either going to have to be playing at 7 o'clock in the morning or like 10 o'clock at night.
That's what I mean. I don't like having it every day. I would, if it was going to happen, I'd still want it to be the normal NFL schedule. But
perfect week to take vacation.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure mom would be thrilled about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Probably not. You're probably right. Lance, you're being quiet. Obviously, you do not agree with me. So what are your thoughts are?
Yeah, not. It probably is a logistical nightmare. I mean, we hear about how when games get rescheduled, the nightmare it is trying to get the planes and everything rescheduled. So yeah. I imagine it'd be the same, especially keeping those planes over there for almost a week. I just don't really see it. But though, going back to what Gary said earlier about the Pro Bowl, I still think the worst two teams should play a game for the Pro Bowl. And the worst two teams, whoever wins, gets the number one pick.
I love that idea. I love that idea for sure. Who you got to win that game. I just wondered, would there be a quarterback if you knew like, hey, if I have a bad game or a good game, Caleb Williams is going to take my spot though. I mean, you think it would ever, or would they just not be?
Quarterback would throw it because they know that quarterback is going to get picked before them or at number one. And if they pick at two, they're likely going to pick like a defensive player or something.
Somehow make it financially worth it.
At the very least, I think we need a lottery system. Maybe not as I don't think it needs to go as high as the NBA, but maybe like top five picks or lottery.
Yeah. That way there's no, I agree with you 100%.
Because you cannot tell me that Arizona is not tanking. Like there is absolutely no way that they're tanking when you trade away your one of your top five defensive players for a seventh rounder. They're already saying that Kyler's might not play this whole year and you're going to start a guy you signed 4 days ago. Like
he's not going to play. You get rid of Colt McCoy, who I think probably gives you the best chance to even win, and they got rid of him.
Probably a top five backup quarterback. Especially for how long he's been there. That's definitely a huge piece.
No, I agree.
But
they're going
to they have got to figure something up because that is not that's not right.
What if it was like a lottery between the worst team in each division?
That'd be interesting.
It's interesting. It's just there. Some of them, like to be honest with you, like Patriots, were they the worst? No, they weren't. The Jets were. But a team could be 8-9. But hey, if they get the first pick,
that would be kind of cool. Sometimes,
that's kind of it.
Like
is
imagine
cool.
Being a team that's you're not that bad. You're just in a tough division.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, you go get a game-changing pick.
It's interesting. Very interesting. My thoughts are that I'm looking for the commissioner position after Roger Goodell decides to
commission to fantasy football.
Yeah, the way you've been commissioning these fantasy football leagues, I'd love to see you try and handle the NFL.
I think I'd be fine. I would just say, you don't like it? Hit the road. He gets paid a lot, so
I think anything teams will adjust to only being able to have three wide receivers on the team.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fun.
He's like, but look at free agency. If somebody gets hurt, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is out there. You got
you never know, man. You never know. Well, it's always
only five trades this year.
What? Yeah, exactly. You can't get too crazy now. No, I'd be fine with it. I think I'd do a better job there than I do in the fantasy leagues.
I'd sure hope so.
Well, ending on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. I want to thank Lance for joining us one more time and look forward to him joining as well here shortly. Again, I know Gannon is overseas right now still. He went to a Manchester City. United. I get it wrong every time. Manchester United and Arsenal soccer game yesterday, and it was 3-1 Arsenal. And that's like, he said it was incredible. the feeling and just the way it all was. We got to see him last night on fantasy draft that we did yesterday afternoon, that is, and it was night to him. See him through Zoom is pretty cool. Were you going to say something, Garrett? No, I thought you were going to say something. But I want to remind everyone that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the Skulk.
And until next time, good.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.